This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Do you crave the Word of God just as you hunger at mealtime? Today, Leroy discusses how to develop a spiritual appetite. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Last year, our youngest son came home from California with his wife and kids for a visit. While they were here, they spent some evenings with their friends while my wife and I babysat the grandkids. It wasn't a very taxing job since the kids mined pretty well, and they were ready to go to sleep when bedtime rolled around, and they were good eaters at meal times. But we soon learned that to keep the kids happy, we had to have the food ready on time when they were ready to eat. When we all gathered around the table, it was all we could do to get them to wait to ask the Lord's blessing. When they spotted that food, they were ready. Now, according to the Apostle Peter, that's the kind of attitude you and I should have toward the Word of God. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, he writes, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby." Some newer translations use such words as crave the Word, or earnestly desire and long for the Word. Christian, is that the attitude you and I have when we get out of bed in the morning? Do you turn toward the Lord in prayer and tell Him, "I can hardly wait to read Your Word this morning. I long for Your Word"? Are you like my grandkids who have one intention at mealtime, and that's eating? Now, I realize that most of us respond positively to the idea of hungering for the Word and making a daily quiet time a priority. But all too often, we don't follow through and actually do it. The problems you encounter meeting the Lord in the morning may be similar to mine. And I'll tell you what mine are. First, staying up too late, which can be an obstacle to an early morning quiet time. Second, laziness. Just giving in that lazy streak and deciding I'd rather sleep in than get up. And sometimes I have a spiritually upset stomach and don't feel like reading God's Word. Peter's urging to long for the Word is followed by this command: laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, desire the sincere milk of the Word. The Apostle Peter reminds us that if we harbor sin in our lives, it will spoil our spiritual appetite. By God's grace, let's determine to go to sleep with a heart that's right with God and wake up hungry for His Word. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, which would you believe, a voice from heaven or the Bible? Join us for Daily Discipleship.